Pi
Theory. Welcome to High Theory.
In this podcast, we get high on the substance of theory. I'm Kim Adams.
And I'm Sharunik Boshu.
We are two tired academics trying to save critique from itself.
Hello. Welcome to this new episode of High Theory. And today we are going to talk about Wikivictorian. For those of our listeners who don't use Twitter, well, first of all, congratulations on your peace of mind. I'm so jealous. Wikivictorian is a Twitter account that posts pictures and articles about various objects related to 18th and 19th century cultures. Unlike a traditional wiki, it embraces a love of the random and the miscellaneous. You never know what to expect in the next post, and that's why it's glorious.
My guest today is Helena Di Giusti, and Helena, would you mind introducing yourself?
Hello, everyone. I'm really happy to be here. My name is Helena. Di Giusti is just a nickname. That's not my real surname, but whatever. I'm a 23-year-old Spanish woman. I am from the southeast part of Spain, and I just finished my studies. I'm technically an anthropologist, but I'm really curious about history, art, and fashion, and all those interests. I think that they are reflected in my account, Wikivictorian.
So, what the heck is Wikivictorian?
Wikivictorian is an account that I created in 2019. I created it because I used to follow some Instagram accounts. They were about art, history, and I have always used Twitter better than Instagram. So I really wanted an account to have all those things that interested me because I didn't know about one. I just decided to create it myself.
I'm really interested how you select the material for your posts or how you see what the task of Wikivictorian is with respect to Victoriana writ large and like Victorian fandoms, let's say. One of the really interesting things about your account is that it posts the miscellaneous, which was such a popular Victorian genre, but you just said it's art and history, but it's so varied and it's so diverse. So I'm wondering what your process is in like how you select the things that you want to post.
I just have two criteria on which I share things. The first, as you said, was the miscellany of things. I really want the account to be really varied and to show a lot of different stuff. I share the things that I find interesting or beautiful.
Right.
So it's kind of my own criteria, but making it really varied. I really want people to not really know what are they going to find when they follow my account or when they click on my account. So that's the purpose of my account, to show really a variety of things, not only the beautiful things like the fashion and the art, but I really want to show like the real faces of the Victorian era.
Right. So let's say in the last week, what has been your favorite thing to post?
The thing is that I share so many things every day that the things, they don't really get stuck in my mind.
Yeah. I think you posted like, was it today that you're looking for requests of spooky and eerie threads? That's really interesting because we're coming up on Halloween.
Yeah.
So my next question is, how do we use Wikivictorian? You've been around for 2 years, but it's such a massively popular account. I'm wondering what kind of audience you've found, you know, what kind of feedback you've received, if you have a sense of how people are using your account.
Even if I created the account in April of 2019, it only started to grow since January 2020. It grew a lot with the pandemic. I think everyone was really bored in their houses, as well as I was. So I started to receive like a lot of positive account and feedback since then.
Right.
I'm really proud to say that the majority of people that follow my account are really nice people. It doesn't deny that I from time to time have to encounter some really nasty people or nasty comments, but there are very, very few. Sometimes I don't really understand how big the account has grown.
Right.
Because for me, it's the same every day. And sometimes I just receive comments from people from faraway countries or places that I couldn't have imagined.
As you say this, I'm really struck by, I've been following your account for, I think it's been a year. And you're right. You know, we were in very difficult situations, several of us. And I came to this account, you know, looking for this, I don't know, like a warm and fuzzy feeling. Although I do work directly a little bit on Victorian literature, but it's not my main field. And so my interest in your account wasn't primarily academic. Do you have a sense of who retweets your posts and how, let's say you post a picture of a gown from 1888, do you see if like fashion historians are retweeting it or like fashion designers are retweeting it? Is that something that you follow?
I think that it's really interesting because I'm not a fashion historian, even if I'm really interested in fashion. So I think it's really interesting to follow them because they really know a lot about how the garments were made and all those stuff. Sometimes people have said like, oh, that person shared this gown that you shared, and people can get inspired. And I don't really think that people copy. I don't really care.
Right.
Internet is free for everyone.
That is, I mean, yes, that is true right now, and I hope that remains true largely, no matter what reason. But it's really interesting that you curate this collection, and then you stay back, and then it has its own life. Okay, so final question. How will Vicky Victorian save the world?
Wow. I'm thinking about how to answer that question. People have told me a lot of times that they are really happy to see the little pieces of beauty that I share, and they like brighten their day, or maybe in dark times they really draw a smile on their faces. So I don't try to save the world with Wiki Victorian, but if my account puts a little bit of happiness or peace in someone's lives,
right,
I think that's totally worth it.
Yeah, no, that's a great answer. So you've been around for 2 years. Do you have any new goals and objectives for the account now? What lies ahead for Vicky Victorian?
I would really like to start making videos because that's something that I have always liked.
Right.
And I've been looking forward to do for a long time, but never really had the guts. So I would really, really like to do it, but I'm kind of a shy person and I'm a little bit of scared of this.
Right.
So if any time I be brave enough to do it, maybe I will do, but not right now.
I totally get it. I was also thinking of doing videos for High Theory, and then I was like, that just takes such a lot of courage.
Yeah.
For me, what really struck me with your account is how you capture the sense of the miscellany and how you capture the sense of the minute and the beautiful. All the best for the coming years for Vicky Victorian, and thank you so much, Helena, for coming to High Theory.
Thank you for inviting me.
And thank you for listening to High Theory.
If you like our podcast, please review and subscribe on Spotify, iTunes, Patreon, or wherever you get your podcast fix.
Sharonic Bosu manages our social media presence. Owen Quinn composes our theme music, and Kim Adams and Sharonic Bosu edit our audio.
You can also find us at hightheory.net.
We hope you have a highly theoretical day.